Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hi, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. I'm Andrea, and with me is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie Grace. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Andrea and listener.
Yes, Valerie, we are on this program called Breakthrough Women, Experiencing the Speed of Grace. Mm. And Valerie, I'm so glad, you know, to hear that this program has received a lot of positive response from yes. your Instagram and your website
yes.
visitors, your Instagram followers.
Yes.
Can you please share with us some of these responses from them?
Okay, I love waking up to those emails and direct messages from different people. And they are people who know Creator, or, you know, they have a religion, or they don't, you know. And I'm quite surprised by the positive response and the openness of the people, mm. where I guess it's the stories that open up their hearts to share stories that are pretty vulnerable, mm. you know. And they are not just women, but also men mm-hmm. from Singapore and countries beyond.
Mm.
I can't forget one particular message, and it's a lady who's going through something in her workplace and her finances.
Mm.
And she said that she repeated our podcast at least 4 times in a row, and it helped her sleep. She had been suffering from insomnia for some time. Mm. And she said that the program we did, that particular podcast, helped her sleep.
Do you remember which episode it was? What we did we talk about?
I think it's about the debt one. I think it was episode 4 or 5 about mm. because we had part 1 and part 2 for that one.
Mm, and the debt trap.
Yes, that yeah. one. And she shared with me. She felt very comforted and encouraged. Like mm. somehow she felt a peace in her
mm-hmm.
and it triggered people to do something about their problems and situations
mm.
which is really the purpose of this podcast,
yeah,
that they took inspired action and they wow. reached out for help
mm.
you know.
That's
yes
great. I'm so encouraged, you know, that this program is touching lives and
yes.
you know, people are taking action and making changes in their own lives.
Yes.
So that's great. We have a few more episodes to go yeah. until the end of the season.
So soon.
Yeah, it's really soon. Mm. I hope we do get a chance to do another season together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. So for today, let's go to our question.
Okay.
All right. Mm. This is lady, she says, I'm a mom with a toddler. Ever since I was pregnant, my life has been a downward spiral.
Mm.
My mood swings, low energy, and pessimism are affecting the people around me, mm-hmm. especially my husband. He mm. is doing his best to assist me in becoming better, but he is no expert. Mm. I no longer feel beautiful. I've lost confidence, and I can't imagine going on like this. Please help me.
Mm.
Mm. And as a mother, I do feel, you know, I feel her, I feel for her. So often, you know, we feel like we're not attractive anymore. Our energy is zapped.
Mm.
Like we have no zest for life, you know. So mm. how can we, what can we do when we feel like that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a mom. And I could never understand how that exactly feels like.
Mm.
But I have ever felt not beautiful before when I was steeped in those disorders and stigmas of my mental health problems back then, mm. for the 8 to 9 years. And also, I took reference from my mother as well. Like, how she is different, and I took lessons from her.
Mm.
I think it's really great that this person who asked that question wrote in. It must have been hard to write that and mm. to own that, to say, I no longer feel beautiful. Mm. And for those of you out there who are listening to this And if it pierces your heart, it only means that you know it doesn't always have to be like that. Some people don't even know it. You know what I mean? Some people don't even feel anything. Like, they kind of forgot themselves. And they don't want... They are not willing to say, no, I don't feel beautiful anymore. So it's great you say that.
Yeah.
That's your first step. Because you know that you desire beauty. Then if you have that desire for beauty, beauty is available to you. It definitely is available to you. It's life's way of giving you a message, a way of beckoning you to pause and say, hey, do you forget yourself? Hey, when was the last time you felt beautiful? What happened? You know, it's kind of a beckoning to ask you to pause and give a little time for yourself and think about that, and then you choose from there. We always have options in life. We always have a choice. After we realize something, I don't feel beautiful anymore, don't stop there. I encourage you and I invite you to ask yourself, what's one thing I can do to feel beautiful again? Sometimes you don't have to wait for the physical things to happen, to lose the weight, to have the job done, to you know. Sometimes it's to feel beautiful again. Maybe it's buying a lipstick for yourself. Yeah. As simple as that.
Yeah.
Or taking yourself out on a date. Or just saying that, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to dress up and put on my makeup and do my hair. And it's for myself. It's not even for my husband. It's not even for anyone. I just want to dress up for myself and take myself out. And sometimes you can't see when you hang around similar friends who also forgot themselves, who also really sacrificially, I mean, moms are moms, right? Like, their children are they're everything, that sometimes they forget to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
No, because it's so good, your example. Just buy yourself a lipstick. And that's what... Now that you say it, I reflect and I think about it. Like, sometimes I go on these sprees to buy myself like a new range of skincare or even new lipstick or some makeup. And then I feel so good about myself and I feel like, you know, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna try this lipstick and tomorrow I'm gonna look and feel so good about myself.
Yeah,
so it's sometimes it's something as simple as that. And like what you said, it's not, you don't have to look like what media tells us is beautiful to feel beautiful. Yeah, it's really something from the inside. And even when we put on that new dress, or we do our hair, or we put on that new lipstick, even if nobody notices, nobody says anything, nobody gives us a second look or says that, hey, new lipstick, huh, nice. I think it's not the external it's not the external
validation
that makes us feel beautiful. I mean, that is secondary. But when we do it for ourselves, like what you say, that's when we can feel beautiful again.
Yes. And the interesting thing is that when you feel beautiful again, you feel good. You feel good about yourself. You have that energy. And that energy would influence people to take a second look at you, actually. That it cannot help but manifest in the physical. In the way you say hello, in the way you look at people, in the way you walk, it would manifest in that way.
Yeah, you're right. It's an energy from within us that comes out.
And the energy, like you said, you don't need people to validate you, because if you go in the way of, I want people to notice, and I need that compliment, I need this, I need that, it's coming from a place of neediness. I expect something. I want something. And then you are chasing already. The intention is external, like you said. And you are right. It begins with yourself, your energy. And that takes an intention.
Yeah.
An intention to make an agreement with yourself.
Okay, yeah. So now this person says that this is affecting the people around her, yes, especially her husband. So what can she do to, you know, try to make her relationships better?
You know, the ladies I've worked with, those who are married or those who are with a man in their life, they feel that, you know, they thought like they can share everything with their men and their men will get it. And it comes to a point they feel that they're a burden and they feel bad about it. And they feel that the husband would say, I mean, even for me, myself, when I had my business issues and I would share with my husband, Waleed, it would come to a point where he actually shared with me. He said, actually, I really want to help you, but it comes to a point that some things I can't help you personally because I'm not expert in that. And he would support me to seek the right people, the relevant people for that. And many times that's the case for us. Like sometimes if we are not careful, it becomes like we see our partner as the only source of everything. And when we go to them in the midst of their daily grind, it can feel emotionally overwhelming when, you know, after a long day, when we go home, we just want to kick back and be silent. But boundaries do help us, you know. Like, are we willing to release the obligation of our husband or our man to be, to have answers for everything we have? I mean, men being men, they are almost all like problem solvers. They love, like, that's their, like, you know.
Yes. That's their job in the relationship. So that's what they think, yeah.
Yes. And they feel good when they can fix it, you know. Yes. Like, this is a funny private joke with my husband about, oh, I'm Mr. Fix-It. Like, I just want to fix anything fast.
Yes.
So whatever problem you give them, you can't really hear the, oh, really? You must have heard. Yeah, that's embarrassing. They won't really say that.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know. Are we willing to release our husbands and our men from the obligation to always have the answers? And are we willing to seek the right people, the relevant people who could support us? Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's a new friend. Sometimes it's an expert you've been following online. Are you willing to reach out? Sometimes it's a book that caught your attention when you're seeking for the answers. Yeah.
I was just listening to a sermon by Dr. A.R. Bernard about relationships. He says that when women share their problems with their men or their husbands, it's their way of connecting with their husbands and trying to bring their husbands into the context of the situation that they're going through. So when we share with our husbands, it's not like we want a solution or an answer or we want you to fix it right away. No. But I think what he said is true, is when we talk to our husbands and we share our problems, it's our way of connecting with our husbands.
Yes.
But to our husbands, it's like, oh, okay, they are collecting data. That's what Dr. Yael Bernard said. Collecting data and information from us. And once they have received all the data that they think they need, they have worked out a solution, the 3-step, 5-step solution in their mind, they don't have to listen anymore. Then once we stop, they will say, okay, this is what you do. Yeah, so the difference between men and women.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's very, I mean, the gist of this whole conversation is it begins with an intention that are you willing to do something new, to feel beautiful again? And meanwhile, are you willing to release this only source of comfort, this only source of encouragement, and open up your life to different things, different people? And then you start on like a new quest with yourself. I mean, life can be exciting again, even as a mom. Life can be exciting. It is safe, you know, like, I mean, the ladies I work with, they feel guilty when they pursue their passions, and they would think, oh, I could have spent that time with my toddler, oh, I could have spent this amount of money on my child, on this or that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how,
you know,
mothers
that's,
feel.
Yeah. And until they understand, like, there's one lady, she said that, yes, I can do all this, but there's so much I can do. But if I don't, but that's so much I can do, and I'm in this same, doing the same things, I'm stuck at the same level with myself. And if this is the mom I'm going to be, a mom who doesn't feel good, doesn't feel confident, my child is going to pick up that energy. That's exactly what she said. My child would pick up my energy and know, oh, my mom doesn't feel good about herself. How would that impact my child? Like, that's what she thought. And so, wouldn't it be worth it that you set some time for yourself? You invest a little bit on yourself, be it on physical things or personal development, or even a counseling service, anything that helps you feel better again.
Yeah.
Isn't it worthwhile? Like, it is safe to invest time, money, and effort on yourself while you, you know, cultivate a great relationship with your child and your husband. Most people don't do it because they don't feel it's safe. They don't feel it's worth the while.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for me, I will openly tell my kids that, oh, okay, mommy is going to church because I'm serving this weekend. I'll be singing for service. I'll be acting for this drama or that drama. I will tell them about my commitment, my involvement in volunteering, in serving. And for me, that's my, like, that's where I recharge myself. So I want them to see that that is a way of life for mommy. And I hope that they will pick it up, and for them, when they, you know, when they get older, they will also start to involve themselves, commit themselves to volunteering and serving.
Actually, they have started. Right.
So yeah, that's true, you know.
And it's not like you actually sat them down and taught them they should serve, they should pursue their passion. Actually, they just caught from you. I'm sure.
And I think they know also that I come alive when I'm serving. I'm happier. I am energized. Yeah.
And when you are energized and you're happier, when you go home, it's nice, right? Like, for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's great. Thank you so much, Valerie. Now, if you do have a question for Valerie, please write to us at connect@cityradio.sg. Also, follow Valerie on Instagram at Speed of Grace, and also her website at speedofgrace.com. Valerie, thanks so much for sharing with us today. I hope the listener has received something, and she will start to take some action and start with simple steps, right? Yeah, it's just simple steps that we can do to make ourselves feel better. And bring back the joy into our lives.
We definitely deserve that.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them, because they've never done it. but Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.